The plan would require the Wisconsin Investment Board to break ties with companies that do business with the Sudanese government or supply military equipment to the country. It would also target those complicit in genocide in Sudan's Darfur region. Among those who support the bill is Augustine Mayai, who as a young boy was driven out of the country by a Sudanese civil war in the late 1980s. He says divesting in companies associated with the government there sends a message.
Generally telling them that what they're doing is not safe to the public in Sudan.
The plan is similar to those being considered by other states and one that passed in California. River Falls GOP Senator Sheila Harsdorf says Wisconsin has a moral imperative to join them.
Collectively, we can provide much needed economic pressure on the government of Sudan, a government that continues to perpetuate genocide.
Harsdorf says the plan would affect about $100 million of the state's investment holdings. Supporters say the PetroChina and Sinopec oil companies would be among the largest businesses on the list. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.